The all-Latino cast of American Mariachi at Theater Squared in Fayetteville is excited to perform in front of their first crowd Thursday evening before the production's official opening night, August 6th. The play, written by Jose Cruz Gonzalez, had its world premiere in 2018. The Arkansas production is being directed by Rebecca Rivas, and I'm joined now by two members of the cast, Yeri Perez and Francisca Munoz. Thank you both so much for speaking with us today. Yeri, I'm going to start with you. So mariachis are this iconic part of Mexican culture, and actually you yourself in real life are a musician. You perform with Mariachi Amistad. So can you tell me what attracted you initially to this art form?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. It ties in with how I met my husband. It's actually his mariachi. And, you know, when we got married, I didn't get much of a choice. I was just kind of thrown in there. So it chose me more than anything. So that's how I got into it. And, you know, 6 years later, here I am playing the violin, an instrument I had never played before. But it's super exciting to play with them every single weekend, well, almost every weekend. It's just such happy, peppy music, and it feels everywhere.
So new to the violin and new to the stage, I know this is your first show at Theater Squared, but also your theatrical debut. What has the experience been like for you making that switch to an actor? Have you been nervous at all?
I think I was nervous the first day, and everybody was just so encouraging, and everybody around here is so positive and encouraging that it was easy to let go of any nerves. It was an easy transition, but I was nervous. I'm sure on opening night, they'll come back a little bit, but not anything too bad.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Francisca, this is your first time at Theater Squared, but you're no stranger to acting. You've performed off Broadway and even in TV and film. What attracted you to this particular production?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of Spanish and mariachi music at home as a child. My dad is a musician, so I really grew up very exposed to all different kinds of music, but particularly in Spanish music. And for me, the role that I play Amalia in the show, and she has early onset dementia, and I aside from being an actor, I'm also a musician, and I work with a few companies back in New York with people that have dementia and Alzheimer's, and we actually provide like a music therapy type of situation for them. So it was interesting to me when this came up for me, because I felt like it was sort of meant to be, because I could put what I've learned with working with people with dementia and then as bringing my acting experience into it, and then kind of just merging those two things together. So that's initially what attracted me.
This is a newer play, so folks may not be as familiar with it. You told us a little bit about your character, but can you give us sort of a synopsis of the play as a whole?
So the play as a whole, it's based around this family. It's set in the 70s, and it's based around Lucha and her friends, and who they start this mariachi band because their mother, Amalia, is starting to lose her memory. So they see that there's like a little bit of spark left in her at one point when they play this song that was a song that was specifically written for Amalia. So her daughter bands together with her friends and her cousins and says, I really just want to learn this one song for my mom so that to bring her back, or at least remind her of something. So there's a lot of music. There's a lot of love in the show. There's a lot of comedy in it as well. So there are some great moments, and I think that people who come to see the show will really be able to relate no matter what background they're from, because it's something that it affects all families from all kinds of different lifestyles, and everybody has that crazy aunt or has a crazy uncle, and you'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of comedy in the show, and then there are moments where it's kind of stripped out and you see a lot of like things that happen with people that have dementia. And I just think it's a wonderful way to show the community here in Arkansas, to expose them a lot, much more to the mariachi music. And we have Mariachi Amistad, which is an amazing group to just have them on stage with us as well. So I think they'll really be able to get a lot out of just watching it and be able to relate to it somehow.
And if I understand correctly, part of the challenge for these women as they're trying to get together to learn this song is the fact that they are all women, because traditionally mariachis were just men. You know, today we have mixed groups and all female groups. So, you know, during the play, I understand that they're met with some resistance. Is that something that you can relate to in your own life? You know, if so, what are some of the challenges that you faced in chasing your dreams or practicing your art form?
So even nowadays, when we get a call for a gig, we'll get an, it's not common, but we have had groups that, or people that ask us who our group is and, you know, what kind of instrumentation we have. And then they ask if there are any women or if it's an all men. And we have had somebody turn us down because we have four women. So it's still a very traditional all male group. Thing, but most of the groups in town have women in them, but it was only a couple of times that that's ever happened, and I think it was more of a preference rather than I don't want women, you know, but it still happens today, but you know, we're proud to play it, and we have four beautiful, strong, and we're all proud Latinas, so yeah.
I think I can speak to that from a theatrical perspective as well. It's very rare that you will see a woman in a lead role on stage. She's normally a supporting role. So now we have, I mean, how many women? I forget now. There's like five or...
So there's five main, and then it's you.
Right. Seven. So there's seven women. And you know, to see a female in a lead role, that's something, and a Latina, Latinx performer as well, that's also a huge thing. That's something that we don't see a lot. So we do get faced with that sort of resistance still. And I also want to say that our director is also a female. Yeah. And that's another thing, Rebecca Rivas, and that's another thing that is so exciting to be able to work with a female director. It's a different experience. It's It's almost like a little bit more of a nurturing, and like sort of she's very generous with her actors, and she understands her actors and lets them go through that process. So that's a wonderful thing. But it's definitely something that we face, I mean, as actors, as women specifically, we face it all the time. But this is a chance to show them that we can do it all.
We can.
This is actually the first production that I've worked on where the majority of the crew and actors are of a Latinx background. So that when we, I remember the first day we walked into rehearsals just to see like gente in the room. It's like this. Yeah. Normally you're like the one that's in a room with other people, but to be in a room with so many of your people, it makes it that much more special.
And you can share the Spanish language.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, she's from Chile.
I'm
Mexican. We've got some Puerto Ricans. We've got Belen, the lead. She's from Argentina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's, and it's also a privilege to be with so many other countries represented too. It's not just Mexican culture with the mariachi, but it's also something that's spread throughout South America and other Hispanic cultures too. That's really cool.
As we're recording this, you're getting ready for opening night. How are you feeling? Are you ready? What are you looking forward to hitting the stage for the first time with an audience?
I think I'm ready. I am so looking forward to opening night. It's just, we haven't had a lot of people in the audience. It's mainly just the crew and tech people that are out there, but it's definitely not empty anymore. So I'm looking forward to it. Just getting the first jitters out there and get it over with. I'm ready.
We're ready. We've been ready.
Yeah.
So we're excited to just have everybody come and experience a wonderful show.
Well, for audiences that are ready, American Mariachi is on stage at Theater Squared in Fayetteville through August 29th. In-person and virtual streaming options are available. Tickets and more information can be found at theater2, that's the number 2.org. Ladies, thank you so much for speaking with us. Muchísimas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Gracias.